Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Now the first meeting was it?
On this termination, I've got to show you somewhere. We had a meeting at San Domingo. Then we went up to the Senate the next day. Of course, I think there was a Senate committee was doing the hearing here. Mm-hmm. The hearing, yeah. Yeah. Of course, I was still young yet, and already I was in the service of my people, you know, my brother, and I was up there for that purpose, and he said a few things, what the reason that I didn't like it, see. Of course, the Puebla at that time were not in the position to pay out of their Puebla fund that they had for any repairs that would have to be made or anything that would that the government is giving us the service, see.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't quite even ready for anything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We needed the help yet. So we thought that if termination, on my part, if the termination was enforced on, then we'll have to start paying the tuitions on schools.
Yeah.
Because this termination was supposed to be complete, cut off of the Indian service.
Yeah.
So naturally, all the services that we are getting now, schooling and everything else, would be taken away from us. See.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt at that time that the government had the obligation to still help us, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Just as, even as today, many of our Indians, we feel that the government did not pay anything to us to take the land anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was nothing paid to the Indians, well, how can we still say that the government has got no right to help us? We still claim that obligation towards the government to help the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think at that time then we finally did at least one out on that. So that reorganization act came in, see.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that, see, where where it gave back to the Pueblo to run according to the way they wanted to run, see. The way the self-government is operated, see. And then, of course, the services of the government towards the Indian was still running from there on yet, see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I feel that we're not quite even ready yet, even though at this time, even though if we were ready, but we still want the help of the Indian government too. Of course, as I said, the government never made no payments towards taking all the land, even though if we didn't make use of all the lands that was in our hands at the time before the coming of the white man, see.
Mm-hmm.
We used it all over.
Sure.
We did big game hunting and everything else, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, for 13,000 years.
Yeah.
Well, they actually haven't done really anything on any of these acts.
So far, yeah. But they're almost like coming close to it. When this urban bill was introduced, one phase of it anyway.
Yeah.
Tried to tell us to do something that we have already carried on, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we don't, it gives the secretary right to make its own law and cram it down our throat. Yeah. I don't think that's not fair.
Yeah.
I thought for myself many, many times that the government should, or the statesmen, I call them statesmen, the lawyer, the congressmen or senators should first look into the things that they intend to change.
Mm-hmm.
See how we are set. If we are not, then we might be able to go along with their proposal in death in their bills.
Mm-hmm.
But they never even question us. So I think that now that Senator Irwin has found that he's got some people already versed to these things long before his ancestors came here, see.
Mm-hmm.
So why then try to tell us to what since we're still carrying on? Why try to make us say, look here, I see my best way out, you go ahead and take it. While our way was already good, see,
mm-hmm.
and is still good.
Yeah.
Trying to enforce it by that bill towards the end, that's what makes the wrongdoers much more apt to testify against whether it was so or not, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones that are doing those things, see. The guys that think that, well, they're all just dissatisfaction, that's all, for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, of course, they got drunk and got into jail and then were fined or sentenced to the jail for so many days and they don't like it, see.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like to be in jail and they don't like to be paying the fine too. Well, what else can the government do, which is the same practice on the outside, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can't, they don't go against the outside way of treatment, but they surely do jump their own people, see.
Yeah. I should write a paper. I think I will. On all of these, I was just going to write on this late stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we ought to incorporate the Burson, the termination, reorganization, and Public Law 280, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Show what they're trying to do. Sounds like a real good idea to me. Hopefully they won't get it done. Until you're ready. Whenever that may be. Couple hundred years, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know the exact whole thing yet, nor I don't believe we're still, I mean, we haven't really understand what Johnson's intention is, the President Johnson, see.
Mm-hmm.
According to what we learn is that he's trying to set up, since his message to Congress to set up so much money to help the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, as what we hear is that he's trying to set up a committee to study and to enforce this spending.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why the Indians, us Pueblos especially, we thought it best that if we can have a man on the board, on this committee, it'd be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Then the education would be a lot more better towards the Congress as to what kind of a people they have in the United States, who are really more advanced at that time. And how do you run in their government and still run in seats? That would become a lot clearer then, see,
mm-hmm.
if we had a man on the board.